Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Brief Ethics. My name is Sandra Alfori. I am a consultant cardiologist at the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital, and I'm your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesonwike, the initiator of Brief Ethics.
Our lovely people of River State, special greetings to you today and welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, our character building weekend show. Remember that when it comes to health, what you do every day matters more than what you do every once in a while. This episode is in commemoration of the World Heart Day, organized every September 29th. To create awareness and inform people about cardiovascular diseases, which are the biggest causes of death in the world. According to the World Health Organization, also WHO, and the American Heart Association, cardiovascular diseases, also CVD, account for more than 17 million deaths annually. Sadly, this number is expected to rise to more than 23 million deaths yearly by 2030. This represents about 30% of all global deaths, meaning that one in every three deaths arise from cardiovascular diseases. The crucial facts, which our host, who is a heart specialist, will tell us, include the following, and these are: raised blood pressure, high cholesterol and glucose levels can lead to cardiovascular diseases, also CVD. Smoking is a major CVD risk factor. Overweight and obesity are CVD risk factors also. Unhealthy diets and physical inactivity are equally risk factors of CVD. Mental stress and depression put pressure on the heart and lead to CVD. 80% of CVD deaths are preventable. The issue arising from the above facts, especially the last point, is that ignorance is also a major culprit in sustaining this huge global CVD death statistics. This means that if we attack the ignorance challenge successfully, we will certainly go beyond halfway in solving this huge health problem. All over the world, governments, non-governmental organizations, companies, schools, hospitals, clinics, communities celebrate and promote World Heart Day every September 29th with activities such as fun runs, public talks, concerts, and sporting events. The World Heart Federation organizes awareness events in more than 100 countries. They include health checks, sports events including walks, runs, and fitness sessions, public talks and health science fora, stage shows and concerts, and exhibitions. These activities are done in partnership with organizations such as the World Health Organization, also WHO, which is the United Nations Directing and Coordinating Authority for Health. The idea, I believe, is to massively campaign against the rising ignorance on CVD risk factors, which eventually lead to CVD deaths. A sustained campaign against this ignorance will crush the 80% preventable CVD deaths to a considerable level. In our families, communities, and schools, it is imperative to continue to share and emphasize this vital information that our cardiovascular health is in our hands to improve if we adopt the informed and healthy lifestyle that promotes CVD health. Our guest speaker today is Dr. Sandra Ofori, a consultant cardiologist in University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. She will be speaking on cardiovascular health in line with the World Heart Day celebration. Please enjoy the episode and always remember to put the lessons learned to good use. My dear Rivers people, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no,
There are better things to do, better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down, no, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics, and I am Sandra Ofori, doctor, consultant cardiologist at the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital, and I'm your host for today. We will be speaking today on the heart, how you can take care of your heart, how you can be aware of the things that are important for your heart. And this is part of the events to celebrate the World Heart Day. The World Heart Day is an event that is held every year on the 29th of September. And this year, the theme for this year is Into the Heart of the Matter. So we're going to go into the heart of the heart matter. Now, when we talk about cardiovascular disease, this is what we refer to as disease of the heart and blood vessels. And for the common layman on the street, what we mean is when somebody has something like a stroke or a heart attack. Those are the diseases that are referred to as cardiovascular disease. Now, why is this important? Why are we spending time talking about this? It's because cardiovascular disease is currently the biggest cause of death and disease all over the world. And it's even worse for us in sub-Saharan Africa, in Nigeria, because we all know that we don't have the kind of resources that we need to tackle this problem. It's a problem also because we are facing what we call a double burden of disease, whereby we still have a lot of infectious diseases like malaria, tuberculosis, HIV, taking up majority of our healthcare resources. Now we are combining that with heart disease, stroke, kidney failure, things that were previously known to be Western diseases and are now currently affecting our people. Now, we in the healthcare sector call this cardiovascular disease a slow motion emergency because we don't see it, we only see the effects. I'm sure those of you listening in the past 1 or 2 years, or even 5 years, have known 1 or 2 people who did not wake up from sleep, who collapsed at work, or whose legs started to swell up, and people say things like, oh, indoor match poison. These are the effects of cardiovascular disease. Most times, the symptoms are not there until the complications have set in. For instance, if you have malaria, you don't need to go to a hospital for you to know you have malaria. People have fever, your mouth is bitter. But if you have cardiovascular disease, you might not even know until the day you collapse at work. So when we say this cardiovascular disease, what do we really mean? As I've said before, it's a disease of the heart and blood vessels. But what are the things that cause you to get a disease of your heart or blood vessels? Are things that we call risk factors. Risk factors are things that if you have, you increase your risk of getting cardiovascular disease. Now, some of these risk factors, you can't do anything about them. They happen just like that. For instance, if you're a man, your risk is higher than the risk of a woman. It's just the way we're made. If you're black, your risk is higher than a white person. The older you are, the more your risk. That one, I mean, is obvious. An older person is more likely to have hypertension than a younger person. Now, if you have a family history of heart disease or stroke, your risk is higher than somebody who doesn't have a family history. Those are things that we cannot change. We call those ones non-modifiable. But the good news is that over 90% of the risk for cardiovascular disease are from things that we can change. What are these things? We have things like hypertension. I'll tell you what that is. Diabetes mellitus. I will also tell you what that is. Hyperlipidemia or cholesterol problems. If your cholesterol is abnormal, it's a risk. Obesity or overweight. Being overweight or obese is also a problem. That is a particular problem for our environment because we are still in the phase where being big is looked at as being a sign of being successful. So we have a lot of people who prefer to be horrible than to be lekwa, so that people will not think they are suffering. It's a problem because it's a risk for cardiovascular disease. We have other things like an unhealthy lifestyle. If you don't exercise and if your diet is high in salt, in fat, in processed carbohydrates, your risk for cardiovascular disease is high. Now, we also have environmental factors, and this is where our government will help us. Environmental factors like low socioeconomic status, no work, unemployment. These are things that increase your mental stress. Mental ill health, depression, psychosocial stress, air pollution, lack of available places to exercise or take walks. Those are things that constitute the environmental risk factors to cardiovascular disease. Now, this thing, is this even a problem? Or is it just something we just want to talk about? It's a big problem because for us in Nigeria, for instance, in fact, in Port Harcourt here, there was a research that was done by some senior cardiologists in the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital, where they found that in a group of just random market women and people, city dwellers in Port Harcourt, 40%, that is 4 out of 10, had hypertension at a given time. The same group of doctors also checked for diabetes and found that almost 7% of random people they checked in Port Harcourt also had diabetes. The prevalence or the rate of obesity is also rising. Currently, in Nigeria, we have that about 6% of the individuals in Nigeria have a problem with their glucose. We have that 9% of women are overweight. 30% are actually obese. Cigarette smoking is another major risk factor and is more alarming because we have more cigarette smokers amongst young adults. In fact, a study that was done in Port Harcourt here showed that secondary school children between the ages of 10 and 19, almost 10% of them were currently smoking. This is a study that was done last year in Port Harcourt here. So we can see that it's a problem. Now, one of the main risk factors for this cardiovascular disease is hypertension. I'm sure we've all heard about hypertension. Some people know it as high BP. When you go and check your blood pressure and they tell you that your BP is high, it means that your blood pressure is above 140 over 90. It does not give signs. It is called the silent killer for a reason. Because when the blood pressure is high, it can affect the heart, it can affect the brain, it can affect the kidneys. We've also heard of diabetes mellitus. That is when your blood sugar is high. Many times, you might not have symptoms. Or if you have symptoms, you might not attribute it to something important. I've had a lot of people that come and they say, "Doctor, I'm urinating too much. Doctor, I'm drinking too much water." But they think it's because of the dry weather. So they are drinking water and urinating without attributing it to diabetes. When you check your blood sugar and it's more than 7, check again, it's still more than 7. That is diabetes mellitus. What do we mean when we say obesity? We'll take a break for 6 seconds and when we come back, I will explain to you so that you know whether you are obese or overweight.
Why are you so selfish? Why don't you care? I don't know why we hate our fellow man. Why must you try to block his way all the time? You see, the fault is not in him, it's in you. Don't just look helpless. Come on, brace up. Do the bit you can and leave the other men alone.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetics on radio and I am Dr. Sandra Ofori from the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. I'm your host for today and we're speaking on heart disease, the heart of the matter. So, before the break, we were talking about risk factors for heart disease and we were on obesity. Now, a simple way to know if you're obese without even going to your doctor is to take a tape, this measuring tape that tailors use, and put it around your waist, the narrowest part of your waist. If you're a woman and it's more than 88 centimeters, or you're a man and it's more than 100 centimeters, then you know that your risk is getting high and you should do something about it. There are other measures that we use called the BMI, the body mass index, but that might be a little bit more complicated. Now, when we say cholesterol, what do we mean? Cholesterol is, in simple terms, a buildup of some kinds of fat in the blood. Now, cholesterol is very important for the body's function, so everybody has cholesterol. But when the levels are higher than normal, it can become a problem. And to make it simple, we have what we call the good cholesterol and the bad cholesterol. If the bad cholesterol is high, it can block the pipes that take blood from the heart, that's your blood vessels. And when those blood vessels are blocked, it can cause, if it's the blood vessels that go to the brain that is blocked, you can get a stroke. If it's the one to the heart, you get a heart attack. So it's very important to know what your cholesterol level is. And you cannot know by looking at somebody. You have to take a blood test to know what your cholesterol levels are. Because there are things that you can do for yourself by adjusting your diet and exercise that can lower your cholesterol even without having to take drugs. Now, when we talked about unhealthy lifestyle, we talked about diet as a risk factor. Now, diet is a very complex thing. We don't say don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat this, don't eat that. What we say is, know what you are eating. The most dangerous aspects of our diet is when we're eating foods that are high in salt, too high in fat, and high in processed carbohydrates all at the same time. The body will not be able to handle that properly. It will make you add weight, and it will increase your heart disease risk. It will increase your cholesterol levels. The bad cholesterol level will increase, and that can block the pipes that take blood to your organs. Now, to just make it simple to understand, if you eat processed foods every day, for instance, you wake up in the morning, you're rushing to work, you don't have breakfast. You go to work and you eat meat pie and coke. In that meat pie and coke, you have eaten simple flour, a lot of sugar, a lot of fat that they used to make the meat pie, a lot of salt, then you have drank coke that contains about 17 cubes of sugar. Now tell me, wouldn't it have better for you to have woken up in the morning and eaten yam porridge before you left the house, for instance, with vegetables and fish in it? So it's not very difficult to see how our diets have become unhealthy. Or your child is going to school and you don't have time to make breakfast, but you pack Indomie and sausage in your child's lunch bag. In that Indomie, you have put a lot of salt, a lot of simple carbohydrates, and then processed meats. So you can see that it's so easy for us to eat unhealthy. But if we think back to the way we used to eat in the past, where things were cooked at home, vegetables were used, we farmed our own vegetables and peppers and used them to cook at home. Let's just think about it that way and we can try to understand what we mean when we say we want you to have a healthy diet. In terms of cigarette smoking, there's nothing good that comes from cigarette smoking. The toxins in the cigarette smoke can cause lung cancer and all kinds of cancers. And the toxins also contribute to blocking of your blood vessels, and it is the single most important cause of heart disease and stroke all over the world. So for smoking, we don't have any modify. What we advise is stop. We recognize that smoking is an addiction and it might not be so easy to stop. And that is why we have things to help you. We have treatments for smoking. We help people stop smoking. There are different ways that a doctor can help a patient stop smoking. So if you have difficulty stopping on your own, please do not hesitate to go to your doctor who has aids to help you to stop smoking. Now, we have talked about all these problems. We have not mentioned one. Another very important one is alcohol intake. Alcohol intake, when it's excessive, is harmful to the heart, is harmful to a lot of the organs. When we say excessive, what we mean is that if you're a man and you take more than two drinks in a day, or a woman, more than one drink in a day, that is harmful to your heart. What is a drink? A drink is a glass of beer or a shot of stronger spirits alcohol, or a glass of wine, not just a normal wine glass. That is what we call a drink. Not a big bottle of Gulda or a big bottle of Stout. That is two drinks. So if you're drinking more than that every day, it's a problem. If you tell yourself, I don't drink, I'm an occasional drinker, but on that occasion, you drink a whole bottle of wine or a whole bottle of champagne or a whole bottle of Hennessy, you have drunk too much, and that can damage your heart muscle. And that is one of the causes of heart failure we have, especially in Nigeria. It makes your heart muscle weak and the heart cannot pump again, and the person comes down with heart failure. Psychological stress, we tend to underestimate it. We are under a lot of stress in this country, and people endure. We don't speak out. We don't share our problems. If you keep enduring and storing all of that, it can increase your blood pressure. It can increase the levels of stress hormones in your body and can predispose you to having a heart attack or stroke. So it's important for us to be able to understand when we are having depressive symptoms or we're having problems that we can't handle. We should look for help so that doesn't manifest as something else. So we have spent time talking about risk factors, problems. What are the solutions? We'll take a little break now, and when we come back, we'll discuss solutions to these problems.
Stop the violence against women and girls. Do you know that one in every three women have experienced one form of violence or the other? Violence against women and girls is a crime against humanity. Stop domestic violence, intimate partner violence, harmful widowhood practices, female genital mutilation or cutting. Gang rape is evil. Let's work together by reporting every act of violence that the perpetrators be brought to book. Victims and survivors should call Police Human Rights Department
0812-8075-881, 0803-7821-189, 0817-3412-597.
This message is brought to you by Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch, with support from Nigeria Stability and Reconciliation Program, NSRP.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetics on radio. I am Dr. Sandra Ofori from the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital, your host for today. And we're speaking on heart disease, the heart of the matter. This is part of the events to mark the World Heart Day coming up soon on the 29th of September. So we have been talking about heart disease and the things that contribute to the risk. But now we need to talk about what can we do to reduce that risk. And that is what this World Heart Day for this year is really about. It's about empowering people to take heart healthy decisions. Because everything, especially with cardiovascular disease, prevention is always, always better than a cure. So what are the things you can do? Now, once you're an adult above the age of 40, in fact, even as early as 35, you must make it a point of duty to get a routine cardiovascular screen once. If you do the screen and everything comes back normal, you don't have to screen again for another 5 years. If there's any problem detected, then the doctor will take care of you and tell you what to do and how often you can screen. This is very important because, as we said earlier, cardiovascular disease mostly does not give signs until the event that we don't want to happen happens. So what are the things that we need to do? Number one, you need to know what your numbers are. You need to know what your blood pressure is. It's very easy. You can walk into any chemist, pharmacy, hospital, and they can check your blood pressure. You need to know what your blood sugar and cholesterol are. That one requires a blood test. But it's a little blood that will be taken just once, and you'll know what your blood sugar, your cholesterol is. You need to know what your weight is. You need to know what the circumference of your waist is. Because if the bigger your waist, the more fat in your abdomen and the more your risk of cardiovascular disease. You need to stop smoking if you're a smoker, and we have help for people that need help to stop smoking. And you need to exercise regularly. Now, exercising regularly, what does this really mean? If you've never exercised before, we will not tell you to jump up and go and start running a marathon. No. You have to get assessed by a healthcare worker just to know what your baseline status is. And then we recommend gentle cardiovascular exercises like walking, jogging, swimming, bicycling, things that increase your heart rate, done at least 30 minutes a day, 3 to 5 times a week. You don't have to start with 30 minutes. You can start with 10 minutes and gradually work your way up. When you have started getting fitter, you can start adding more vigorous intensity exercises like weightlifting, rowing, any strength training exercise. And you should aim to do that at least 25 minutes a day, 3 times a week. This is not difficult. You can make time, no matter your busy schedule, because it is a healthy person that has a busy schedule. If you're not healthy, that work will continue without you, and they will only tell you sorry when you're in the hospital. So make time for yourself and for your heart. What do we use to fuel our hearts? You agree with me that without fuel, the car cannot run. No matter how fancy the car is, a Lamborghini cannot run on water. It still needs fuel. So what do you fuel your heart with? What do you fuel your body with? What goes into your body? Your diet, your food. We urge that people try to get fruits and vegetables, at least 5 portions in a day. 5 portions is not that difficult to achieve. Anything between 3 and 5 portions. Like, for instance, 1 banana is a portion of fruit. An orange is a portion of fruit. A handful of grapes is a portion of fruit. And we're very lucky in this part of the country. We have a lot of fruits and vegetables. Almost every corner has a lady selling fruits and vegetables. Let's try to incorporate that in our diet, because when you get fruits and vegetables, you not only get important vitamins and minerals, you're actually less hungry to eat other more unhealthy foods. When we're eating, let us try to eat whole, unprocessed foods rather than simple fast foods. Let us try and make sure that we're getting the basic food groups in our diet to get a balanced diet. Now, also, let us try and avoid a lot of sugar containing foods and drinks. Fizzy drinks, pops, sodas have no health benefit and should be curtailed as much as possible. What else are you taking into your body? If you're taking alcohol, please drink in moderation. If you don't drink at all, please do not start. If you drink, reduce it so that you don't drink more than 1 drink in a day at the most, and it mustn't be every day. Above all, avoid binge drinking. The typical practice of going out on Friday, Saturday night and drinking to stupor, you're only doing yourself a lot of harm. Move for your heart. Try and be physically active. If you have a job that makes you sit down at a desk at a computer from morning till night, make it a point of duty to stand up intermittently and walk around, climb up the stairs, park your car far so you can walk to your office. simple things you can incorporate into your daily life, because it's a lifestyle. It's not something you do and stop. It's something you should incorporate into your daily lifestyle. In terms of stress management, mindful meditation, seeking help when you need help, not being ashamed to share your problems, these are things that you can do for yourself to improve your mental stress and reduce your risk of heart disease. In summary, for this year, we want to aim to empower people with the knowledge of heart disease. Move for your heart, fuel your heart, and for the government to help us by creating heart-healthy environments so that we can achieve the optimum heart health that we can. Thank you very much.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.